Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do, when
I was a little
girl, I grew up,
when
I started to live alone.
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer-elect Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be back before you, hallelujah, this blessed morning. We are in the AM. We're coming to you live. This is the Old Ship of Zion. And your host and moderator is, hallelujah, Overseer-elect Janice Ward, as I have far stated already. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to come back before you on this morning. Hallelujah. This is the last week in our year, in the month in our year of 2018. Because after this here week, we'll be in our new year. But I just thank God for allowing me to come before you on this morning, and I just thank those of you that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And I know that God is going to bless you for your faithfulness. Whatever you have contributed, it don't have to be monetarily, it can be of your time, because we know that's what's most important is our time. It takes money to to run a ministry of any size. It takes money, it takes finances. But I just thank God for each and every one of you that has been with the Old Ship of Zion from its early birth, from its early beginnings up until this very moment. And I just want to extend a hearty thank you to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And I just want you to get your chip and your dip, whatever you want to sip, your latte, your OJ, all your water beverages, and you can just come as you are. You might be in your leisure wear, in your bedwear, whatever. Hallelujah. Just come aboard. Bring all your digital devices. I'll call them. They are just our most prized, look like possessions. And that is our phones, because we cannot seem to exist and live without them. So I just want you just to come aboard. I have the chat room open and available for your sitting as well as your listening pleasure. And so we're going to go right now into prayer. And I just want to welcome all of my guests. I want to welcome my first-time listeners. I want to welcome my Kingdom family. I want to welcome my business colleagues. I want to welcome my kinship family. And all of you, hallelujah, that are under the voice of my vocal cord. I just want you just to make yourself welcome. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go once again into our opening prayer. And what we do here is we pray for those of you out there in my listening audience, everywhere, anywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. From land or sea, even the airways, we're sending our prayers, because we know that our prayers travels. We just submit our petition before God, and God will make sure that it get to the right destiny. And so we're going to pray for those of you that has lost a loved one. May it be your wife, may it be your husband, may be a son or daughter, niece or nephew, grandparents, grand aunt or uncle, business colleague, your provider, your doctor, your insurance agent, whatever, hallelujah, the loss that you have encountered. We come into you today to pray in faith for you and with you in your hour of despair. You might say, Overseer Ward, I'm alone. Well, I want to encourage you on this morning that you might be humanly alone, but spiritually, God is walking beside you. And when you saw only two set of footprints instead of four, that, my sister and my brother, is when God carried you. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that you might be bodily alone, but you have, hallelujah, prayer warriors all around planet Earth that are praying for each and every one under the sound of my vocal cord. And we're praying that God, hallelujah, will restore your joy and bring restoration unto your heart and soul. Hallelujah. So now we're going to go into our prayer. When we come on this podium, when we come across these airways and skyways, we fail not to acknowledge our Lord and our Savior, soon coming Messiah. His identity is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. Hallelujah. But we know that God is not in a Roman grave on today, but God is sitting high in his heavenly dominions. He's not sitting in the right. He's not sitting on the left. He's not sitting in the middle, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father, looking down on his creation. Hallelujah. Looking over the good as the well as not so good. So I just ask, and those of you that will, to buy your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, hallelujah, we want to thank you, God, for allowing us, God, to just come before, hallelujah, your platform on this morning, God. Lord, I want you just to meet us here on this morning, God, as you always have in previous times, God. We know you're gracious, God. You made all this available, God, that your word might be distributed throughout this earth, God, throughout this universe, hallelujah, throughout this atmosphere. We just thank you, God, for being the gracious God that you are. We thank you, God, for allowing us, hallelujah, to congregate, God, over planet Earth from land and sea. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for allowing us this liberty to congregate, God, and to praise you and distribute your word, God, unto those that don't know you but desire to get to know you. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you have enabled us, God, to mount up. Hallelujah, like wings of an eagle, God. You know you said in your word when you went away, God, that you was going away to prepare us a place. And upon your return, God, hallelujah, that you would receive us unto yourself. So we know, God, with that being said, that you're coming one of these old days to crack that cloud. But until that day is upon us, God, we will continue in your way and in your will. God, we'll continue to do as you have instructed us to do, God. We'll continue, God, to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of the iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement. Hallelujah, and words of wisdom to each and every individual that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise and we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God's people say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, without any further ado, we're going to just dig right on into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And we are going to take, hallelujah, our sermon on this morning entitled Deliverance en Route. Our sermon on this morning entitled Deliverance en Route. Hallelujah. And we're talking about deliverance. We're talking about waiting patiently on God. We're asking God to please come quickly, God. Hurry. We know that we serve a God that never fails. Hallelujah, and God never turn a deaf ear to yours and mine and our suffering. And we have that present hope that's in Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that it's appointed, hallelujah, a time for us to reap and a time to sow, time to laugh, a time to cry, time to live and a time to die. But we're depending on God for deliverance. And we know that there's somebody out there in my listening audience on this morning are in need of deliverance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that God is a God that he hear a humble cry. And when we can't even speak, we know that God, hallelujah, he can hear through his spirit. His spirit and our spirit did congregate with one another. And when we can't even find the words to utter, Jesus fill in the blank. I want you to know whatever you're experiencing in your life on this morning, I want you to know that God is deliverance en route for you. Whatever you're going through, hallelujah. We know that in the epistle books of 2 Chronicles 20, we read the story of another people who sang. The people of Judah heard that the army were coming, hallelujah, to attack them. And then Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, he prayed, hallelujah, to the Lord God. He said, neither know we what to do, but our eyes upon thee. Our eyes are upon thee. That's verse 12. Then the Spirit spoke through a prophet exhorting, hallelujah, them that this battle was the Lord. Verse 15. And I want you to know that this does not mean that the people of Judah would not play a role. For the prophet told them, he said, set yourselves and stand ye still. See the salvation of the Lord with you. Verse 17, hallelujah. The next day Jehoshaphat prepared, hallelujah, the singers who would lead the army, continually thanking the Lord for God's mercy. Verse 21, they set the tone when they started to sing. The story says God went into battle. And I want you to know this morning, this battle is not yours, mine, or ours, but this battle belongs to the Lord. I want to ask you on this morning, when troubles appear insurmountable, hallelujah, to whom do we look for help? From whom do we seek advice? Some battles are not meant to be fought alone. We know at times the conflict is too big and beyond yours and mine and our control. But we should not just sit on the sideline. We should take our position. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some will be positioned on the front line, leading the armies of the Lord. Others may be called upon to sing a song about God's mercy that endures forever. Perhaps their song will move God to act on yours and mine and our behalf. Hallelujah. And so we know that God, we know that his love endureth forever. Whatever you're going through, I don't care if you're going through a divorce, God can carry you. If you're going through a loss of a loved one, God can carry you. If you're going through, hallelujah, foreclosure, God can carry you. You're going through a repossession, God can carry you. You're going through just you having confusion in your family circle, God can carry you. God can straighten out your life. God can straighten out everything that seems so amenable to you and I and us. God is the go-to man and he is the go-through man. God said, come at the door and knock. Because if you try to come through the back door, come through the window, God said, if you try to come any other way, that you're coming as a thief. Hallelujah. And a robber. So we don't want to have that label on us as being thieves and robbers before God. So we want to come at the door and knock. And Jesus will gladly open up the door, hallelujah, and welcome you and I in to his throne of grace and mercy. We know that God owns a cattle on a thousand hills that belong to him. No good thing God will keep from you and I and us. God wants us to have everything that he has. God do not want us to be limited by God's gracious, hallelujah, sovereignty. God loves us. God loves us to the point of death. And God told us, he said that thou art my help and my deliverer. So it said, make no tarrying, O my God. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 40 and 17. We know that these final words of Psalm 40 are spoken by a person who is desperately seeking the Lord's deliverance. I want to ask you that are out there in my live, this is a live church and worship experience on this morning. Church experience, that is. Virtual church experience. Let me get that straight. This is a virtual praise and worship live, bringing to you, coming to you live. Hallelujah. The divine word of God. And so God, hallelujah, has deliverance en route for you. He knows your name. He knows your DNA. He knows your address. He knows your city and state. He will not send it to the wrong address. He will not get it twisted. He will not get it confused. God do not have Alzheimer's, nor does he have, dementia. But God will get the package that he has for you and I and us to the right receiver. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. So we know that, like I first stated, Psalms 40 was spoken by a person who is desperately seeking the Lord's deliverance, who is fully confident in the Lord's ability to deliver. Do you have that same confidence in God, that God will deliver you whatever circumstances, tsunami, hurricane, Irene, whatever you might be experiencing in your spiritual life? It is because the Lord is fully able to deliver you and I and us. fully able to deliver the psalmist and others with a heightened sense of urgency. Do not delay. You might have that urgency. And you're telling God, hurry, God. Do not delay. This is an urgency, SOS. So we know that essentially the plea means that come to my rescue. Please hurry and do not wait or hesitate because you are my help. We know that God is our help. The urgency of his plea does not indicate a lack of patience. Rather, it is the heartfelt cry of one who has waited patiently for the Lord. You might have waited patiently for the Lord. You say, I've waited and I've waited on the Lord. I've waited for him to financially bless me. I've waited on God to pair me up with a good man of God, a man that loved God, that loved his family, loved his mothers and his sisters and his brothers, and I know that he will love me. You might have been waiting on God for that beautiful home that you've had your eyes on. You say, I've been waiting and waiting on God to bless me, to get out this apartment, to get out this duplex, to get out this triplex, to get out of living with a friend or a relative. Hallelujah. I want to move out in my own home. And you've been waiting on God. Hallelujah. I'm here to encourage you that God is right here. And God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. This year, this coming year, 2019. Is your deliverance en route? God is fixing to bless you like never before in your wildest imagination. God is going to bless you. You might ask, why is God going to bless me, Overseer Elect Ward? God is going to bless you because you've been faithfully waiting on God. Years and months has passed by. Others has been blessed while you sit idly on the sideline and you just been happy in others being blessed. You have not been sad nor despondent or thinking that God is just a one-sided God. God can bless me and you and no one else. But God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God can bless you and God is going to bless you. All God wants you to do is just be still and know that he is God. We can't hurry God, but we just have to wait. But we know that whatever God is doing in his season, we're asking God, please, Heavenly Father, do not do it without me. So God has you in mind. God has you in his itinerary to bless you because God said that if we be faithful over a few things, God will make us ruler over many. Hallelujah. So we know that when we wait patiently for the Lord, who has discovered the powerful nature of his help, eagerly await again in faith. And that's what you have demonstrated. You've demonstrated the urgency, and you have demonstrated the means of waiting on God, not getting in a hurry. But you've asked God for what you wanted God to perform in your life, and now your time has come. Your deliverance in route. Because the Lord listen. We can confidently call upon him because he has done wonderful works. We will speak of them even though there are more than we can number. Because he has given us a new song of praise. We can exalt him. We can fully trust the Lord because he is fully trustworthy. It is his nature to be so. When the Lord our God helps you and I and us, he puts us on a solid foundation. He protects us from the evil around you and I and us. Save us from our sins. The Lord places you and I and us, hallelujah, in us a desire to do his will and to proclaim his loving kindness and his salvation. Consider the pits from which he has delivered you and I and us. Consider the fact that he has never failed you and I and us, because you take time to consider the consistent goodness of the Lord. You too will utter with a heightened sense of urgency, "Thou art my help and thou art my deliverer. Make no tarrying, oh my God." And we know that God hears you when you pray, when you cry out to God. You know, sometimes we have to get on our own knees, and we have to push that dinner plate back. We have to push, hallelujah, that glass of tea, that glass of wine, that glass of soda, that glass, hallelujah, of liquor. Hallelujah, God forbid. You have to put that back and get down on these old knees and cry out to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God will hear us. God said that he honors those that worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that this idea of suffering might be difficult to comprehend. It is nevertheless as relevant for us today as it ever was. We know that the prophet exhorted us not to lose sight of the role that suffering plays in deliverance. Much of our present suffering as Christians prepare you and I and us for the realization of a future promise. We know that Christ suffered to atone for our sins. According to Isaiah 53 and 7, he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet, hallelujah, he opened not his mouth. We know that suffering silently, Christ ushered in a new concept, namely that a seed would be planted that would burst forth and grow and produce a bountiful harvest because of, not in spite of, what it endured. His suffering bore fruit. It brought us peace with God. His resurrection brought you and I and us a harvest of hope, eternal life. Our response to suffering must reflect the response of the servant as he foreshadowed Christ. By so doing, we confirm our belief in and commitment to the message we have heard in his prophecy. Hallelujah. In his prolific song from the Lord. We thereby show our understanding that trouble, my trouble, your trouble, our trouble, their trouble, do not last, hallelujah, forever. And that all things work together for the good to them that love God, hallelujah, to them who are called according to his purpose. That's Romans 8 and 28. Then when we suffer, we no longer have to ask, why me? Instead, we are assured that through suffering, God will bring deliverance. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 53 and 11. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that God will bless us. All we got to do is just wait on him. Don't get in no hurry, but wait on God. Hallelujah. And we shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. So whatever you've been waiting on God for, I'm here to encourage your heart. Deliverance en route. Deliverance, your deliverance. Not talking about nobody else's deliverance. But God has your deliverance, your package, with your name on it, en route. Hallelujah. You ought to shout right where you're sitting, right on where you're standing, where you're kneeling, where you're lying. You can just raise your hand toward heaven and say, thank you, Lord, that my deliverance are en route. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I'm going to read a little bit more, then I'm going to bring our worship and praise service to its conclusion. Hallelujah. So we know that in Habakkuk, it presents the view of many Christians who wonder if the violent and the evil of the wicked will always prevail over the righteous. Sometimes worry that God does not see them in their long suffering. You might be thinking that same thing, you know, in your spiritual heart and soul. Hallelujah. You think that God has forgotten you, that he is not involved in their tough and painful situations. Although understandable, these views are far from the truth. One of God's great gifts for Christians is a vision of justice and deliverance to which they can cling for hope, the assurance that the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, I'm encouraging you, my sister and my brother, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. When God will fulfill this vision, hallelujah, we know that it is known only to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. God's justice and his grace, hallelujah, will not fail. Belief in God's goodness and love has carried us and has carried our ancestors, hallelujah, people from generation through challenges and through victories. Habakkuk reminds the believer not to be distracted or overwhelmed by the circumstances that engulf you and I and us, but rather to stand firmly on the certainty of God's presence in every area of a Christian life. God has a plan of protection. God has a plan of deliverance. For the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Hallelujah. And we can pray this eternal prayer. Eternal God, no one can take us from your hands. We come to your loving embrace. Help us to believe and wait for the vision that delivers us. We praise you that it will surely, surely come, though it lingers. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want you to be encouraged, and I want you to know, hallelujah, that your deliverance is en route. You can begin to go to looking every day from this day forward. Keep looking until it comes. Keep looking, and hallelujah, God will not delay. I hope and I pray that I've said something to my nature, spirit, and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Send your correspondence. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And so we're going to open up the prayer request line. We call it the Idala. It's Idala prayer request line. And you're welcome to call in. And that number and wish to call in is 646-787-8134. That number again is 646-787-8134. We're going to give a few more minutes for the callers, those of you that might have a prayer petition that you would want to touch and agree in faith. You would want the old ship of Zion and overseer-elect Janice Ward to touch and agree in faith that God will bring your prayer petition to its fruition. You're welcome to call in, and I will gladly pray in faith with you. Hallelujah, that God will answer your prayer petition. Hallelujah. And so we're going to now get ready to bring in the second phase of our program. Hallelujah. And so until we meet again, I want you to buckle up with Jesus, hallelujah, at your will, because he is people friendly. So I want you just to go in God and allow God to go in you. And so like I have already first stated, we're going to take you into our second phase of our program, and that is the Hymns of Zion. So up next now is the Hymns of Zion.
Before you sit down, there's something I need. Kurt, man. It's on you, bro.
I can't sing, but I'm going to work hard for you to like me. Didn't dream, because if I fail, then I might be. What they said I was, could I ever say I did it? Tell Ye now that I'm second to admit it. Insecure, I can't understand the application. If I applied myself, I guess there'd be no situation. But who teaches who when every day's a substitute? I tried to plant love, but it never took root. My soul's got weeds and the roots are too deep. The roots don't sell because the roots are too deep. Wait, ADD, see my roots too deep. A kid too afraid to close his eyes and sleep. Can't you hear me stutter every time I speak? Fear said hello when she left me weak. Loved me and left me with abandonment issues. Pain's a secret, but it illuminates in you. Then it creates a menu. Put sin on your plate. You don't know until later how much ever you ate. Now I'm watching my weight. Will this album be my best one? But if it's not, y'all on to the next one. So hello, fear. It's about time we speak. It may take a while, because our roots run deep.
Hey, man, we got to get that one more time. We had a technical difficulty in here.
Come on.
Brothers and sisters.
Again, being hurt by you that way.
bodies to the abandoned who couldn't see and the pain was a plan. Looking back now, Lord, I can say thank you. Now let me tell you.
Thank you. die, rejected, often criticized, hid behind a childhood life. Everything has changed since the blood. Since the blood. Hid behind the childhood lies. Everything has changed since the blood.
All in all,
since the blood.
It gave me purpose.
Since the blood. Quiet, no one cares. I might as well have died. But the blood,
all in all,
but the blood
gave me purpose.
But the blood,
pleasure
for, oh, the blood.
Can my soul take?
everywhere. A lot of cats.
Now, God's people,
you look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Now every day will be perfect. Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to Thank you. Things Oh, be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. Of all that I refuse to say, today.
I've been wasting all my life to get to the door. And now it's time to help someone see their life go so much forward.
Today we go. Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain, have purpose so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you hold it away. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
though you never felt windblown like this before. But if what you see is all you see, you will miss that so much more.
Yeah.